Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence.
Honor to Christ, He is the head of my life. To my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Leticia Spencer, to all the mothers, the deacon, ministers, prophetess, intercessors, men, to the ADM frontline, to Pastor Carol, to all of our ADM members, I bid you good evening. We also like to say a hearty good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA. Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Michigan, and Illinois. I bid you a hearty good evening, good evening, good evening. And I'd just like to welcome everybody back on this evening. Praise God. Glad that you can come in, praise God, and meet us here. Amen. Praise God. Well, we can go down in prayer and receive from God what we need through His Word, through His Holy Spirit on this evening. We can get just what we want. Oh, glory be to God. By giving Him the praise, the honor, and the glory, and the thanks. Oh, bless His holy name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. And oh, what a mighty God we serve. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Amen to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you also. Father God, I come to you humbleness I know how. I'm just a little child, God, giving you the honor and all the praise. Give you the honor because I realize you are the head of my life. And to honor Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Ming, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone in ADNM Ministry, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you once more, God, coming to your throne of repentance, God. We pray, God, this day, God, that you forgive us for our sins, God, the one that we know of and the one that we don't know of, God, even the way we thought, God, if it wasn't like you, God. We ask you for repentance right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for another brand new day, God, that you allowed us to see another brand new journey, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, we magnify your name, God. Oh, God, we lift up every ministry that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you let them stay up on the wall and don't come down, God, because we truly need them in these last and evil days, God. That truth is rolling off their lips, God. We realize so many people have been hurt and damaged because of O'Shea, God. Oh, God, but I will pray this day, God, that you begin to heal, God, in the name of Jesus, and let them realize our ministry is not the same. A lot of ministers coming from truth, from God's own heart in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every youth today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because so many of them are being hurt, damaged, God, mistreated, Lord. And I pray to God today that you continue to shield and protect them, God, with your loving arm and protection all around them, God. Even in their homes, God, shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. So today, God, we'll just ask you, just continue to just put your angels all around them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every young mother that has babies, God. Hey, glory to God this morning, God. This afternoon, God. Let her know that she don't have to be in a certain situation that she's in, because you'll make a way for her to escape, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this day I pray, God, that they'll begin to call on the name of Jesus, God. Hey, God, oh, okay, God, I pray, God, this day that you tear down every stronghold in their life and their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, Lord, Oroboshi, God, for doing it in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every young man, God, today. We pray, God, that you raise them up to be young, respectful men in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we have so much to pray for, Lord. in the name of Jesus. God, let us begin to pray, God. If it takes 3 or 4 times a day, how many times, God? It's just not enough, God, that we can cry for our youth and the young ones in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every sick doctor that it is in the name of Jesus, God. We continue to lift up the Weems family, God, the Mumford family, God, the Davis family, Lord, the Reynolds family, Lord, and the Jackson's family in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to deliver and save and set free and heal in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We ask that you go into the old folks' home, God. Continue to shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you just walk the city, God. Hey, God, all of us, God, realize that you see everything going on, God. But I pray, God, that you begin to shake the city, God. Shake it, Lord, all of us, God, and let them realize who you are, God, that you're still in control, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up even the internet, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, telephones, God. Begin, God, to activate the phones in the internet, God, and let them know that it's you, God. Let your people know it's the last days, God. It's time for us to get our house in order. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we got to make up our minds who we're going to serve today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hey, God, let us begin to lean on you and nothing else, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray today, God, everybody that have crushes up on their arm, God, to let them fall up and begin to lean on you, God, because you're the only thing that's guaranteed in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us know today how we realize that we have husband and wife, but they're not guaranteed to go shine out of the in our lives, God. Only you, Jesus, God, only you, Jesus, is guaranteed. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, the money that we'll make is not guaranteed out of the houses and the cars is not guaranteed. Oh, God, but only you, God. I pray, God, that you begin to breathe on us, God. Begin to breathe like never before, God. Begin to stretch us and to make us and shake us, God. Let us realize it's time of a wake-up call. A wake-up call in you today, God. Let your people begin to call on the name of Jesus, God. The name of Jesus for everything, God. And let us know, God, every situation that we have, it's your situation. Just begin to bring it to you, God. See, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to set us on fire like never before. In the name of Jesus, God. And as we get prayer for the words to come forth, God, let us have our spirit and position, God, that we can see your word, God, of the God, and live by in the name of Jesus. These things we ask today. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh, glory to you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you.
Hey, yes,
God,
Lord,
we thank you. We glorify. We magnify.
Yes,
oh, how excellent is your name, Lord God, in all the earth.
Yes,
oh, praise your holy name. Oh, praise your holy name. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Right now. In the name of Jesus. God, move in the earth right now. From the north, south, east, and the west. Holy Spirit, move right now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we can't do nothing until you come. Glory, hallelujah. And when you come, have your will. Have total access right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, your little bitch. Oh, glory be to God. Have your way.
Yes,
Holy Spirit.
Right
now, in the
name of
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way. Yes, Lord. 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 come right now. Move on us. Do it, Holy Spirit. Give us what we need in this hour, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Touch our mind. Touch our hearts. Touch our thought process. Holy Spirit, have your perfect will. Have your perfect way right now. In the name of Jesus. God, somebody lean on you, Lord God, because they need you, Lord God. Right now, they need your Holy Spirit to come right now and minister. Come right now, Holy Spirit, lead and guide. Come right now, Holy Spirit, and teach. Come, Holy Spirit, and dispense godly wisdom, godly knowledge. Do it right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, somebody is standing in the need. Somebody is standing in the need, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For being your Holy Spirit. To come in.
Lord.
To see about us. Oh,
yes.
So we give you praise and honor.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hey, hallelujah.
Thanks,
yes,
Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Yes,
from the highest mountain, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We thank you. From the lowest valley, Holy Spirit.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Yes.
We thank you. As far
hallelujah.
As the east is from the west. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
So
thank
we just
you.
Say, have your way.
Yes.
In us right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Oh, glory be to God.
Way,
God,
Lord.
We feel your touch. We
your
feel
way,
your
Lord.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Oh,
yes,
glory be to God.
Yes.
Have your way. Have your way.
Yes.
Have
Lord,
your
yes.
way in your April, son.
Yes, Lord
oh,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God, hallelujah.
We're going to thank you.
Hallelujah.
We're
going to
praise you.
Have your way. God.
We're going to glorify you. We're going to
yes,
magnify
Lord.
Your holy name.
Yes,
Holy Spirit.
Lord.
Just
thank
have
you, Jesus. Yes.
In your way right
yes,
now.
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Yes.
Because we need you. We
yes,
need you
Lord.
Right now.
Yes,
to come
Lord.
Into our life, to come
yes,
into our
Lord.
Heart,
yes. Yes,
to come
yes,
into our
Lord.
Mind and our thought process.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
renew
Lord.
Us.
Ooh,
rejuvenate
yes,
us. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah,
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes,
right
Lord.
Now,
in
the midst
of
everything.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit.
Yes,
bring
Lord
your
Jesus.
Peace.
Yes.
Bring your love. Bring your understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Bring your grace. Bring your mercy.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Glory. Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Come.
Hallelujah.
Come.
Come yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And dispense your anointing power.
Yes.
In the overflow, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Upon each and every one of us. Right
yes,
now.
Lord.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
Lord. Hey, yes, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come,
Holy
Spirit.
Do it right
yes,
now.
Jesus. Yes,
right
Lord.
Now, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
And you see the one, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
You see the one
yes,
with a sincere
yes.
heart bow
Jesus.
Before you, Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Yes,
touch
yes,
him
yes.
right now. Touch
yes,
their
yes.
man.
In the name
whatever
of
it
Jesus.
Is, Lord God. If they're
God.
Leaving at the altar at your feet, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Let your
yes,
Holy
yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Fix you.
Yes, Lord.
Right
Jesus.
Now. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
and we
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
and we
you,
praise
Lord.
You. And
thank
we glorify
you,
you now. Holy Spirit.
Hey,
in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, Holy Spirit. Right now. We give you praise and honor, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like feeling the Holy Spirit.
Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
All over us.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
True,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey,
sweet,
Jesus.
Sweet.
Hey, yes,
glory.
Lord.
Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Amen.
God, thank you. Yes.
Oh, glory. Well, let us move on.
Amen.
All I got to say is, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mother Helen.
Amen.
Is
going to
come in her own way, in her own right, and break the bread of life from the Lord's table with us.
Yes.
In
Amen.
Jesus' name. God bless you, Mother Helen. Good evening.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
You
all always bring me on in style, but it's all about God. It ain't about Mother OG.
Hey. Amen.
I just love the Lord because one day he heard my cry.
Yes.
And I just thank him for that. I thank
Amen.
Him for all he is to me. And all he gives me, life every day, the breath that I breathe, and I thank
Amen.
Him, and I give him all the honor and the glory.
Amen.
And I give honor and glory to my pastor, Apostle Spencer Temple, First Lady Lakeisha. I pray that God restore their virtue back into their bodies. They give so much out to God, and now they need to rest. And just rest in Jesus. And I send the healing angels to the both of them this day that God will restore your strength and bring you back fully recovered.
Amen.
I give honor to Pastor Smith.
Amen.
The motherboard, my mother, Mother Juanita, Mother Weaver,
Amen.
Mother Jackson, the intercessors,
Amen.
The ministers, the praise leaders, everybody under the sound of my voice internationally, I praise God for you. I thank God for you tuning in on Wednesday. I get a lot of praise report. And it's not about me, but it's about God. And I'm thankful that God saw fit to use me to bring word in my own way. But I always never let it be OG's word. It be the word of God.
Amen.
And I had a special request from one of our listeners down in Jacksonville, Florida, Evangelist Vera Davis. The daughter is in the hospital, so she's asking us to keep them lifted and pray them up. And we send our healing angels all the way to Jacksonville. The mother, Satan, everybody that's tagged in on me that I don't know was listening, but I found out. I love you. I love you with the love of God, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
Well, with all that being said, we're going to talk about our obedience
Amen.
To God and his word.
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself the question, how obedient are you really? Think about that for a minute. We can obey in the big things, but sometimes it's the little bitty things that'll trip you up when you start. And OG had to look in the mirror because I've just about broke all of them. Because, you know, we are not perfect. We can be perfect in our love towards one another. But that's why we pray. That's why we read our word. That's why we go to church on Sunday to hear the message, to type, you know, to redeem us back from the old ways unto the way of life that God intended for us to live. And I'm going to be coming out of the Old Testament. And I tell you, I heard pastor say something that was so profound. They didn't play the radio in the Old Testament. A lot of us wouldn't have made it now.
Amen.
And it's this scripture that I'm going to read is a very good example when you don't obey what you hear from God, when you don't obey God's word. So I'm going to, you know, you can't just read one scripture of this because I want everybody under the sound of my voice, from the pulpit to the door, the mother OG, and everybody that consists to calling themselves saints of God, to get this night, please. I pray. You know, this is out of 1 Kings 13 chapter, and this is about Jeroboam, the king. You know, he turned his back on God, on the Lord, and he started building up his own little kingdom with the golden calves and building altars. And this is a true example that people think that God don't can't get angry when we disobey him deliberately. Are we trying to go in our own way? The wrath will fall. And when I was in Sunday school some years ago, I heard the Sunday school teacher say, and I don't know, I know that a Pastor Smith and an apostle will correct me on this, but she had said the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Because a lot of people talk about things that we read, and that's under the law, we under grace. But as I go on in my message, I'm going to prove to you that they had structure in the Old Testament, but they also had structures and rules to go by in the New Testament. And I would admonish everybody to get their Bibles, if they want to read along. Get in your word and study. It'd be good to read this. How much, what it say about being so disobedient. This is a man of God from Judah. He said, by the word of the Lord, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel. As Jeroboam was standing by the altar to make an offering, he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord. He said, Oh, altar. This is what the Lord says. A son named Josiah will be born to the house of David, and you will sacrifice the priests of high places who now make offerings here, and human bones will be burned on you. That same day the man of God gave a sign. This is the sign the Lord has declared. The altar will be split apart, and ashes on it will be poured out. When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, he stretched out his hands. Some translations say he shook his fist at him. And he said, seize him or arrest him, and shook his fist at him. And he stretched his hand out toward the man, and it shriveled up, so he could not pull it back. Also, the altar was split apart and his ashes poured out according to the sign given by the man of God by the word of the Lord. Then the king said to the man of God, intercede with the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored. So the man of God interceded with the Lord, and the king's hand was restored, and it became like it was before. Now, this would have been enough to make anybody believe and straighten up and fly right. But, you know, Jeroboam being who he was, and this is how some of us have been, the king said to the man of God, come home with me and have something to eat, and I'll give you a gift. But the man of God answered to the king, if you were to give me half of your possession, I would not go with you, nor would I eat bread or drink water here. For I was commanded by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water or return by the way you came. So he took another road and did not return by the way he had come. Now this is where obedience come in. But as I go down further, you see what Pastor be talking about, that you should have a discerning of spirit. If God said it, he mean it, because God don't lie. Now, there was a certain old prophet. Here come the scheme. There was a certain old prophet living in Bethel whose son came and told him about the man of God, what the man of God had done that day. And I also told that father what he had said to the king. That father asked, which way did he go? And his son showed him which road the man of God from Judah had taken. So he said to his son, saddle a donkey for me. And when he had saddled a donkey for him, he mounted it, rode after the man of God. He found him sitting under a tree and asked, are you the man of God who came from Judah? He said, I am. So the prophet said to him, here come deception. Come home and eat. The man of God said, I cannot turn back and go with you, nor can I eat bread or drink water with you in this place. I have been told by the word of the Lord, you must not eat bread or drink water or return the way you come. Here come the scheme. The old prophet answered, I am too a prophet as you are. And an angel told me by the word of the Lord to bring you back with me to my house so that we may eat bread and drink water. But he was lying. So the man of God returned with him, ate and drank in his house. While they were sitting at the table, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet who had brought him back. He cried out to the man of God, you come from Judah. This is what the Lord said. You have defied the word of the Lord, and you have not kept the command of the Lord your God gave you. You came back and ate bread and drank water in the place where he told you not to eat or drink. Therefore, your body will be buried in the tomb of your fathers. Now, this is when, if you know that you heard from God, who don't blame the old lying prophet. We have put that blame on us because he should discern the words of an old prophet was contradictory to what God had told him. So to prove that this just not under the law, but what does it say in the New Testament? Luke 6 and 46 say, why call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? John, it said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them that will follow me. So we can't just say we can see that we had structure in the Old Testament and we have it in the New Testament. Obedience is a key. And let's talk a little bit. First of all, I want to finish telling you what happened to the prophet when he disobeyed God. And it's scary. He said when the man of God had finished eating and drinking, the prophet who had brought him back sold his donkey for him, and he went on his way. A lion met him on the road and killed him, and his body was thrown on the road with both the donkey and the lion standing beside it. So that's serious. You may not get eaten up by a lion, but the devil will sift you like wheat when you be disobedient to what the word of God. So let's give some things that we say we have been obedient in. We've been obedient by stop drinking and partying and going to clubs. We stopped smoking, carousing, you know, philandering, scandalous. We stopped all of that. But what about the obeying the laws of the land? I'm going to give you a for instance, and this is me. When we go to Walmart, Kroger, Publix, or whatever store we go to, we use a buggy, go in, get our groceries. They have stalls to put those buggies back. Do we put them back or do we just stop and just prop them up somewhere and don't worry about it? Isn't that being disobedient? Is that not obeying the rules and regulation of that store? How much time would it just take for you to just run and stick the buggy back in the stall? Are you still selfish? Are you still impatient? Do you have that long suffering that we talk about in the fruits of the Spirit? Do we really have the love that we talk about in the fruits of the Spirit? Think about it. Are we gluttony? You go to the doctor, you get a bad report. Mother OG, your blood pressure's high. Are you eating correctly? Might be like the prophet, be deceitful. Oh, yes. Day before that, had 2 pork chops, a slab of ribs. Knowing that we can't eat like that if we have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and we shouldn't eat like that anyway. We should always do everything in moderation. All of that is a part of being obedient. Some people are rebellious in the churches. They don't want to do what the pastor say do. I've heard remarks like, well, I'm a man just like he is. Not knowing that the Bible say, obey those who have rule over you. This is the will of God. So let's do a little checkup from neck up, as Pastor Smith say. And let's practice being more obedient. When we pray and read the word of God, we always quote that scripture, obedience is better than sacrifice. But check yourself up. Are you really that obedient?
Amen.
Are you really obeying what the word of God says? When you pray, do you wait on an answer from God? Or do you take things into your own hands? We, as we look at the news, many of this killing and is on the spur of the moment. People are having mental breakdowns, and that's why they don't need guns in their hand, because they've given up. And when you leave Christ out of your life, what do you think going to happen to you? You can't do nothing but obey what the enemy tells you to do, and he will sneak in and whisper to you. That's why Apostle Spencer Temple tells us all of the time, whatever you do, have that discerning of spirit. A lot of us are saved, but we are not spiritual. The man, just like the prophet from Judah, he got persuaded by somebody that was older than him, and he was shrewd. And he just won him over, and he forgot about that God told him. So don't you eat nothing, don't you drink nothing, and go back a different way. Don't go back the way. And he met his fate. So we as saints of God, let us strive not to look at one another, but look at ourselves. How obedient have we been to the word of God? How obedient are you when your prayers don't get answered on time? We living in a microwave generation, and we want things right now. But sometimes you have to go through the process. You have to go through the struggle. And when you go through the process, go through the struggle, you're a perfect candidate for the promise that God has made us. He said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's our refuge and our strength, a very present help in a time of trouble. He said he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the wings of the Almighty. With all those promises, can we wait on it? Do we have the strength to obey not only the rules that God has made, but the rules, the laws of the land? You can't go out to do you sometimes go the wrong way and you look around to see if you see the cop and you make a U-turn? Is that being obedient to the laws of the land? If you got a ticket for $500 or $600, you feel like you've been done an injustice. But we got to keep the rules of God in our lives, also the rules of the government and the people in high places. Even though they don't make rules that appease us, but that's why he said pray for people in high places.
Amen.
So let us remember, we all have a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get there, but we can get there together.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to leave this little nugget with you. There are no mistakes in life, only lessons. And lessons will keep on repeating themselves until they are learned. So how do you learn? By being obedient in your walk with God, being obedient in your prayer time, in the time that you read your Bible, being obedient, showing love because God is love, being obedient by being patient when things are going slow, when you're in that line at the grocery store. Be patient. God is yet on the throne, and he sits high and he looks low. He watches everything that we do. And once you hear from God, you'll know if it's God. The previous church I was in, I prayed to God for 10 years. He set me in a dry place. I'm not criticizing. I see now that I had to go through the process, that it was for my own good. And I was obedient in them 10 years that I was there. But when my time came, I heard very clear from God. He said, I'm going to place you. I didn't ask him when. And lo and behold, here come Pastor C. Oh, I got a church I want you to visit. What I say? Here come the disobedient come in. Instead of saying, yes, I'd be glad to come, I say, I ain't going nowhere to help nobody start no church. And I don't want to be in no church with us four and no more. So that was being disobedient because those words didn't have to be said. Oh, I'm very transparent when I make mistakes. I ask God to create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit within me, step in Sylvan Old Church on Sylvan Road, and ain't look back. I thank God. I thank God for the opportunities that I have been given. I thank God that he saw fit to keep me alive almost 81 years in my right mind, a portion of my health and strength, that I can convey the word in my way, the best that I know how. When I give God my best, I don't have anything else to worry about. Everything else is laid at his feet. And I know that my help is always right around the corner when I am obedient to what the Word of God says to me. So I hope this has helped someone. I hope I didn't step on too many toes. It's never my intentions. But the word of God is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So be encouraged. Thank you so much. Until this time next week, this is Mother OG signing off. Hand it back over to Pastor Smith. And remember, check up your obedience. Look in the mirror and ask yourself the question, am I obedient as I should be? God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Mother OG. Amen. Talking about obedience. Praise God. And looking in the mirror. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
You know, and I tell you, you know, obedience is the key. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, you know, when you don't obey, it causes repercussions. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Especially when God give us instructions and we fail to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He gives us the Holy Spirit for discernment, as the mother was saying. Amen. But yet and still, when the Holy Spirit come and tap us, amen, on our heart, pull our coat, we will quench it. We will ignore it. Amen.
Amen.
And at that point, we just missed the mark. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Amen. And I want to say something about, you know, these leaders, these prophets and everything. You know, See, the blood is going to be required on our hands when we don't do and say what is right, amen, praise God, to the people of God, the sheep, amen, praise God. We must be truthful. We must be transparent, amen. And we must tell the truth no matter what, praise God, amen. And when it comes to the word of God, we cannot tear it, break it, or take anything away from it.
Not
we got to tell it like the T.I. is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because a lot of times what people get is a misunderstanding because somebody want to give them their idea, a suggestion, or something like that. No, what does the word of God say? Amen.
Hey.
Amen. Take them on back to the word of God. Amen. That's right. Obey. Take them back to the word. Amen. It didn't tell you to give your opinion. Amen. Amen. If God wanted opinions, he would have put some appendix in the back of the Bible, amen, where people can go back there and write it in.
Amen.
But he said what he had to say from start to finish, and it's all in the word. Just obey. It's just that simple. Amen. It's just that simple, friends. Amen. Praise God. And all we got to do is just do, amen, what God instructs us to do. And we'll find out, praise God, that our life as Christians, as saints, will be so much better. Oh, bless his holy name. Mother said a lot. She said a lot, amen, praise God. I just wrote some of these things down, amen. But that's just some of it, amen. But are you obedient? Ask yourself, amen. We all need to ask ourselves that, amen. Because there's times, amen, praise God, and we ain't always in the spirit, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen. Anybody say that they're living in this fleshly body, there's no good thing in the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
Why the Bible tells us to kill that flesh daily. Getting in your word, praying and fasting. Praise God. Build up that spirit man. Bring that flesh under subjection of that spirit man. Amen. To keep you out of trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And you got to go through it. Praise God. Go through what? Go through what, preacher? You got to go through your trials and your tribulations.
Yes,
you got to go through those things so you will
Hallelujah.
Be made strong.
Yes, hallelujah.
If you don't
hallelujah.
Go through them, amen,
yes.
praise God, and something
go
come upon you, you're
yes.
attacked in your weakness.
Yes.
Glory,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But when you have been subjected to something and you get through it by the help of Almighty God, praise God, you can tell somebody about it. You've gained
yes.
that experience. Oh, glory
yes.
be to God. You can tell them how you made it over with God's help. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And then
yes.
learn how to wait on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Learn how to wait on him. Amen. We in such a hurry. Amen. God ain't going nowhere. Amen. His address is still the same. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. H-E-A-V-E-N. Heaven. That's his address. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. So
Amen.
Wait on him and obey the laws of the land. The word tells us to render unto Caesar what's Caesar, but then to
Amen.
Render unto God what is God's.
Yes,
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Isn't that the
Amen.
Word, Mother?
Amen.
Amen. We're
Amen.
Talking about being obedient saints. Amen. Amen. We're talking about being shaken again. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. So to get to heaven, we got to go through those things. We got to be obedient. Amen. Through how? Prayer, fasting, and supplication. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For the word of God that came in from Mother Helen. Amen. Praise God. It's something to go and to think about and to marinate on. Praise God. And take a look at ourselves. Amen. A look at ourselves. I said we. Amen. Because we are
that's
all.
That's it. That's it.
In Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
So
yes.
We thank God on tonight for the word of God. We thank God on tonight for the prayer. Amen. On tonight. And we thank God for allowing us this time to come back before Him to share the word of God with each and every one of you. And that we hope you got something out of what was said on tonight from the word of God. Amen. Remember now, don't forget. Amen. Don't forget our talent show, Clayton County, March 17th, 5 to 9 p.m. Entry fee, $25. All of us, $10. Location, 8396 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Point of contact, Ms. Barbara Smith, 910-603-5869. And you can also go online at eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Come on back tomorrow where our own Deacon Joe is going to come and share some nuggets from the Lord with us. Amen. Tell somebody that you love them and that God loves them too. Amen. And we'll see you again, amen, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless you and may heaven smile richly upon you. You have a God-blessed night.
Trial makes you who you are.
So you gotta